Yo, what up? You want my opinion? Yeah, I'm registered to vote. What up?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. I hung up on you. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Man, I don't even remember. What's your name?
My name is Will from Opinion Research. That's my name, Will. Will Gomez.
Opinion Research. Where you are? You guys based out of Denver or what?
We're based out of Florida.
Oh, okay. What part of Florida?
Miami.
Okay. Opinion Research, based out of Miami. All right. I'll be honest with you, brother. I don't really remember exactly what I'm registered as. I don't even know. It's been a minute, but what sort of info are y'all collecting? Like, what's going on here?
As for science,
I will humor you because I ain't got a lot going on this evening, so I'll talk to you about this.
It's just about some ballots, some laws that I guess in the past about this education, school district, and stuff like that.
Right. Well, I mean, you in Miami. I'm in Denver. That's two very different school districts.
I know, so I'm just going to read the information I have in my screen, and then you let me know if you approve or disapprove, if you're okay with it or not.
Okay. Do you agree with the information on the screen? I mean, I guess that's not really important. I'm sorry. All right, yeah. Hit me with it.
All right. But first, you don't remember if you register as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Broski, I think it might have been Independent. I'd have to go check my little paperwork.
That's cool.
I think it was Independent.
Okay, that's good enough. This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat, or not at all?
I mean, probably very certain, but, like, I mean,
okay, cool.
I don't like none of them candidates.
Okay, how would you rate the job that Cherry Creek School District does providing quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Man, that's crazy. I'm 26. I wouldn't be valid to answer that because I haven't been a student in the school system for a minute. Cherry Creek School District? Who even knows, bro? I have no idea. Those kids, I mean, kids nowadays, who knows? But there's been so much change in the school district. Kids are looking at screens all day now. It'd be silly if I tried to give my opinion on.
You don't have a
kids.
Random.
By the way, I don't have any kids. That's also important to say.
Okay, so you don't have a random opinion of Cherry Creek School District?
Not any more than I'd have any random opinion on any school district, no.
Okay. What about, do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high of our right, or probably a little low given the quality or level of services provided?
I wish I could say, my good sir. I don't even think I'm in a position to own a home in this fucked up ass city of Denver. I can't barely afford my rent.
Okay.
I'll be damned if I could afford a home. Feel me?
But based on the little information that you have, do you think they're paying much too high, somewhat high, about right, or a little low?
I can't tell you. I mean, you know, my father's in his 70s. He rents a townhome. My mother's in her 60s. She rents an apartment. And my sister is a goofball who rents an apartment, too, with her girlfriend. So it's like, ain't no one here owning nothing. Ain't no one here owning it. It's all so, everything's so expensive. I guess if that translates to any sort of sense of maybe property tax is high, but, like, who am I to speak on it? Because I don't even own some property to pay tax on. And most people I know don't either. And I don't want that to be misconstrued.
Okay, no problem. The school district that you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teachers' pay to keep CCSD competitive and recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demand for services, hiring more teachers to enhance students' focused learning, and increasing school security staff to help keep students safe. To pay for all of this, would you vote yes or no on a $30 million school mill levy increase at a cost of 56 cents per month in a higher property tax, or about $6.70 per year for every 100,000 of home value? Would you vote yes or no on that?
Boy, you read that shit smooth as butter. How am I supposed to answer that? Was there any periods in that sentence? I sound like a whole paragraph. They're giving you all that to read to me, Jesus Christ.
There is no period.
How do you know I live in the Cherry Creek School District?
Well, look, like I said, you know, I was just going to read the information I have in front of my screen, and then you let me know.
No, you good. You good. I know you're just reading off the thing, but, like, how do you even know how do they know where I live, first of all? Do I live in the Cherry Creek School District? Is that, like, because I live in, I'll tell you right now on the phone, I don't care. I live in Denver Tech Center. Is that Cherry Creek School District?
It's considered, yeah.
Do you even know, my boy? You're in Florida. How the fuck do you know that?
I guess because your number is, it's in our list. So I guess you are considered part of it.
Man, that's a crazy-ass question. That shit was about 8 sentences, bro. You said so, because I live in this district, blah, 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 30 million, blah, 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 blah. Bro, no, man, I don't know. Do I have proof for niggas paying for niggas $30 million? Nah, nigga, pay me $30 million. Like, come on
no,
now.
Okay. All right, no. The second value issue will be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings and expand technical skill training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying and demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it's increased property taxes by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 a year per $100,000 of assessed home value? Would you still vote yes or no on that one?
That's wild. See, they trying to word this shit to fuck motherfuckers up. That's crazy, bro. Based on all that shit, yeah, am I supposed to say yes? No, hell no. I'm sorry. No. I mean, like, hell no, I'm not supposed to construe that in a sentence told over the phone. I'd have to sit there and read the legislation myself to understand it, but they're trying to depend on people who are going to say, oh, yeah, of course, because the money, or, oh, no, because I don't understand it, but nah, bro, like, I ain't even got kids, like, there's no way I'm going to sit here and say yes or no. And then also, in addition to that, there's layers of legislation that goes beneath that. I don't know what organization they got you on there, but, like,
okay.
Hey, man.
No worries.
That's a crazy question to ask.
Let me continue on to the next question.
No, go on, broski. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay, knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school building projects than a larger bond, would you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to about $20.50 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value? Will you vote yes or no?
Okay, see, I like that question. I like that question because it's talking about increasing taxes. And as a motherfucking American, I can tell you right now, no. Don't ever increase my taxes, especially for the Cherry Creek neighborhood, because this neighborhood, they got happy little white kids. They happy as hell. Their houses is big. No.
Right.
Don't increase. No, don't. Yeah. I mean,
okay.
You can increase the taxes based on demographic, but I mean, we're sitting here talking to each other on two different sides of the nation. So, like, what are we really talking about?
Most of that. lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for CCSD property tax increase?
Man, that's crazy. I don't know. I guess, see, look, here's the thing. Part of me wants to say no because taxes are bad. But then the other, you know, the petty part is like, well, yes, because I don't own a home, so the motherfuckers that own homes should be paying that, right? So it's like, it's a catch-22. It's like, you know, there is no yes or no. This is how they get you, bro. I mean, I think you sound smart enough. You probably already thought about all this. I know you're just doing your job, bro. I ain't trying to sweat you. I know you probably already thought about this. But, like, I mean, that's where they catch the American public, bro. It's just like, I'm someone who can't even afford my own properties or afford to own my own property, so of course I'm going to say, tax the fools who own their shit. But then I'm also going to sit here and say, nah, because taxes are crazy. Like, That's how they catch people. Bro, what's your name again?
My name is Will Gomez.
Will? That's my name. Will Gomez. All right, Brody. Well, I mean, you happened to call a real motherfucker in Denver, bro. I'm not. And I know you're just doing your job. Which is cool. I ain't got nothing against you.
It's okay to
bro. Yeah, you know how it goes.
You feel me?
You know how it goes.
Let me continue. Let me go on to the next one then.
Please, hit me with them.
All right. Following up, opponents to tax increase in ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money. Wasteful high administration, overhead costs, and low performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
See, look, this is so funny because these questions are meant for somebody who, like, grew up in Cherry Creek. I grew up in not the nicest part of Denver. I just happen to live here now. So it's like, okay. I'm sure if I grew up over here and had some stakes on some property, I'd be like, oh, I strongly disagree. Or if since I didn't really grow up over here, it's like, bro, like, I don't know. I mean, is the property tax too much? Like, once again, I'm just not qualified to answer because I don't pay.
Would you say you somewhat disagree or somewhat agree?
Close. Bro, you can flip a coin and click on what you believe. If you just imagine, I mean, look, I live over here, but I have to imagine what it's like to own some property in the neighborhood I fucking live in. So since you over there in Florida. Imagine you live over here. It don't even matter. Just take a wild goose chase, wild goose imagination. Imagine whatever you want. You can click wherever you want, bro. Because my guess is going to be as good as yours. Ain't that a son of a bitch? Like, we live in two different places, and I'm still trying to guess what it's even like to own some property over here.
Yeah, I feel you. It's just I'm not supposed to choose for you. You know, it has to be you. I'll probably get
fired. Oh, damn. Is the call recorded? Alright, don't fire my boy. Alright, first of all, don't fire my boy if the call is recorded. Bro, just hit the closest middle answer, I guess.
Somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
Oh, fuck me. We'll just go against the grain. Somewhat disagree. I don't even agree with disagreeing, but whatever. I know you just need something to put.
All right. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as a reason for voting yes. Rate each as either very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. Expanding Cherry Creek's innovation campus and skill training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to high-paying and demand jobs such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, and other that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in Denver Metro, but turns students into productive tax-paying citizens. Does that sound very persuasive, somewhat or not at all?
I guess the rhetoric sounds very persuasive, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressure and be safer, more productive learners. Does that sound very, somewhat, or not at all persuasive?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you.
I'll just say it now.
No, that's cool. I mean, you know, that's your opinion. We respect that. You know, that's what I'm trying to get, your opinion.
You know that ain't my opinion. I just want to get some understanding with you as a human, so you know that ain't my opinion.
All right. CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Does that sound very, somewhat, or not at all persuasive?
$3 billion?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I guess that sounds... What the fuck was the question? Does that sound what?
Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all?
Very persuasive. Brooksy, I gotta run. I don't know how much more questions you got, but I gotta to go.
I got five more. That's it, bro. Five more. A school building.
All right. Well, I mean, I got a bitch pulling up to the crib right now, bro. So I definitely can't. I can't be answering all these questions right now. But Will Gomez, bro, just be easy, bro. Don't you know? I can't believe Cherry Creek in Denver has y'all asking these questions out in Florida. Like, I mean, these people obviously got some money to hire y'all to do that. But I gotta go, bro. I gotta run. Be easy,
right,
my
no
boy.
Problem, bro.
Stay up.
All right, you too.
Don't even worry.
Be safe. All right, for sure. Peace. Hold on. Bye. Pastor Javier? Good. Pastor Javier, I'm working right now. Can I call you back when I'm done? Okay, thank you. Bye.